This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. California dominates the list of America's greenest cities. The Golden State gets a gold medal for sustainability. California is home to 6 of the top 10 greenest cities in America, with sunny San Diego taking the number one spot. San Diego's ranking is due to a few factors, including the highest number of solar panel installations per capita. Nearly half of San Diego's electricity comes from renewable sources, so San Diego has the second lowest urban heat island effect index in the U.S. That means that there's only a relatively small amount of difference between the average temperature in the city and its less developed immediate surroundings. In other words, the use of green energy in San Diego helps keep it from being an excessively hot city environment. Following San Diego on the list of America's greenest cities are Washington, D.C. and Honolulu, and the top five is rounded out by two more California locales, San Francisco and San Jose. A team of microbiologists discovered a collection of thriving, diverse, and mostly new-to-science viruses on toothbrushes and showerheads. But don't freak out and toss your toothbrush. These aren't the kind of viruses that make humans sick. The researchers at Northwestern University found bacteriophage, also called phage, a type of virus that targets bacteria. Phage has become a popular area of study in recent years for its potential to fight antibiotic-resistant bacterial infections, a growing problem in the world of medicine. The number of viruses unearthed on such everyday objects is notable, says study co-author Erica Hartman. We found many viruses that we know very little about, and many others that we have never seen before. It's amazing how much untapped biodiversity is all around us. The next frontier of microbiology is phage, Hartman said in an interview with Popular Science. There's a lot of interest in harnessing phage for biotechnology or medical applications. Penicillin comes from moldy bread. It could be that the next great antibiotic will be based on something that grew on your toothbrush, Hartman says. The Department of the Interior has announced a $71 million investment from President Biden's Investing in America agenda to electrify homes in 13 tribal communities across Indian Country, helping to close the tribal access to electricity gap. This is the second and final round of funding from the Bureau of Indian Affairs Tribal Electrification Program, which is part of an overall $150 million commitment to provide financial and technical assistance to connect homes in tribal communities to transmission and distribution that is powered by clean energy, to provide electricity to unelectrified homes through zero-emissions energy systems, to transition electrified homes to zero-emissions energy systems, and to support associated home repairs and retrofitting necessary to install the zero-emissions energy systems. In addition, the program supports clean energy workforce development opportunities in Indian Country. The $71 million comes from the Inflation Reduction Act towards the goal of electrifying all homes in the United States with clean energy sources and the national goal to reach a carbon pollution-free electricity sector by 2035. The program's first round of funding of $72 million was awarded to 21 tribes and tribal organizations, which U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland announced in March during a visit to the Hopi tribe in Arizona. In 2000, the Energy Information Administration estimated that 14% of households on Native American reservations had no access to electricity, a rate 10 times higher than the national average. In 2022, the Department of Energy Office of Indian Energy issued a report citing that 16,800 tribal homes didn't have electricity, most in the Southwest region and in Alaska. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.